Good morning. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you get that second date, we'll give you $100. Who's on the line this morning?
Leah.
Hey, good morning, Leah. How you doing, baby?
Not so good.
Okay. Well, how can we figure this out?
Well, you know, I was calling because my boyfriend, he stopped calling me. I been trying to text him. I left voice messages. I reached out to some of his friends, and he's not returning any of my calls. I stayed the night with him a few nights ago, and then he just stopped calling. I don't even know what's up.
What did you do, sis, or what did you not do?
Honestly, I don't know what I could have done. I mean, everything was going good, and just all of a sudden, no call.
Just vanish. Vamos. Okay, so what's his name?
Will.
Will, so have you guys had any type of argument, disagreements, anything that could possibly push you apart?
I'm clueless.
Okay, well, listen, we're going to try to get him on the phone. Put your phone on mute. Don't say anything until we cue you in, and we'll try to get to the bottom of it. And if we can get everything back popping, you get $100, all right?
Okay.
All right, great. Hold on.
Damn, man. His name Will. Come on, will he answer the phone?
This man crazy. I mean,
hello.
Hey, good morning. Am I speaking to Will, please?
Yeah, this is I'm speaking. Who this?
Will, how you doing, brother? Did I wake you up?
Nah, you ain't wake me up. What's going on, man?
You just trying to figure out who it is, right?
Yeah.
I'm already knowing my brother. Listen, man, this Young Jock. I got Sue Solo and Shouter Shouter on the phone with me, man. It's the Streets Morning Takeover. Segment on the show called Second Date Update, bro. You're on it right now. Just right now.
Did I win something?
Possibly. Depends on if you can answer a few questions. Are you seeing anyone right now?
Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing someone right now.
Okay. What is that person's name?
Her name is Leah.
Leah?
Yeah.
All right. You're a quarter of the way up. Ding, ding, ding. So, Leah called us up, told us that you guys had a pretty decent relationship. Is that true?
I mean, right now, we kind of going through it. There was some stuff I had ended up finding out. So, right now, I'm not really sitting well right now.
Okay, what, you found some herpes pills?
That was yesterday.
Nah, it ain't no herpes pills,
man.
Okay.
Just
so basically, it was just one night that she was at my house, and, you know, she ended up going to the bathroom after we got done doing what we was doing. And, you know, I ended up going through her phone and had ended up seeing some stuff in her phone that I definitely don't agree with. I was seeing some provocative pictures in there, and I know for a fact, with the time being of us being together, I know for a fact that that's not her. She don't do stuff like that. So now
so
in my mind.
What kind of pictures you say?
She basically got 40 different pictures of her vagina and 40 different angles. So that's upsetting to me. You know what I mean? Like, what you got going on? I ain't never seen this side of you. Right now, we're not in the clear space.
So you felt that was a valid reason to just cut out?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, I'm trying to figure out right now, like, who is she sending these pictures to? Because she's not sending them to me. I haven't received none of them.
They might just be for her.
Nah, I ain't never heard of nothing like that.
You're not a woman. I'm telling you, we take photos of ourselves, okay?
All right, well, we're just going to go ahead and let you know, brother. She's actually on the phone. She's heard everything you had to say.
Mm-hmm.
Leah?
I'm really, like, embarrassed to tell you this. I've been taking pictures. You just haven't seen them before because I'm obsessed with my, you know, vagina. I think it's really pretty. I delete them. I really, this is embarrassing to talk about. I mean, on the radio, I mean, I really didn't know this is the reason why you wasn't calling me anymore.
Oh. All right, sis. Now, with all that being said, how long have you been taking pictures of your cat?
As long as I can remember.
Man, I don't want to hear none of that, man. I really feel like she lying. Like, ain't no way no girl finna sit up here and just be taking pictures of their cat all day. Like, I mean, you got better things to be doing with your time than to be sitting up here taking pictures of your cat. It ain't no way you doing that without sending it to somebody. It just ain't no way.
I'm not lying. I promise you, I've been doing this for a very long time. I hate that you went through my phone and saw that, and, you know, I hope that we can change it because this is something I just always done. I mean, I didn't mean for you to find them that way.
Let me, I mean, just to ask a question too. Like, Is it like just a picture? I don't know if I can say that word on the
radio. Are you doing anything?
Are you doing anything?
Or are you just taking the pictures?
Or is this yeah.
No, I'm not doing anything. I'm just taking the pictures. I just think it looks really pretty, and it kind of excites me.
Yeah, you see a freak. The cat is out the bag, y'all.
Okay. Sorry.
Hey, not a whole radio notice, man.
No, but let me ask you a question.
I don't know who you
are. Do you agree that it is a pretty cat?
Yeah, I agree. Of course it is. I mean, it's my woman. You know, I ain't going to lie. She got a nice one, you know.
Are you going to continue to let her be out here single with that pretty cat?
Man, listen, man. Yo, come on, Jock.
I'm being as respectful as I can, brother.
No, I'm not. I'm not having that. I'm not with that. You know, if she gonna continue to keep doing that, we're not gonna be together, and that's where the line is drawn.
Boy, you crazy.
Over a picture?
Over a picture?
Whatever. Girl, it's okay. Move on with your pretty wop.
Okay, now just know that all our male listeners are tuned in, and they got their antennas up, okay? So I'm gonna ask you one last time. Are you gonna take your lady back, or are you gonna let her go on and keep roaming these streets?
Man, you can let them animals go ahead and run them streets, and I'm good.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, I'm sorry, Lil. On behalf of 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm, you will not be getting this $100, man.
She went from pretty cat to alley cat.
Oh, Lord. Hey, y'all call us up, 1-866-YOUNG-JOCK. That's Y-U-N-G-J-O-C. Young Jock in the Streets, want to take over.